Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th.
Stone.
And Pioneers at, yeah, the nice stone building. What's happening with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Hit the music, Jake.
Oh, hang on a second. Was ready for that? Ready? Yeah. Here we go. Right now.
Just my imagination.
Oh, it's that horn.
Running away with me. It was just my imagination. Running away with me. Ooh, soon. Soon we'll be married and raise a
Oh, gonna be officiating a wedding.
That's a nice sound right there.
Oh,
we just played Carly Simon and we played The Temptations back.
It's Temptation Tuesday. Sorry, we played it. Steve has a Temptation cover band in today. They'll be on stage all day.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, all day. They'll be singing Temptation songs like that.
Do you have them?
Yeah. I wish it would rain. Yes. And so, oh man, he'll be playing. So it was incredible how he was able to connect with them. They're out of Spearfish, South Dakota, and
really the Temptation
cover band.
How's that work?
Population 10,000 in Spearfish. Yeah,
and they'll be. Steve has it set up today. Shin Daddy does.
You're kidding me. The Black Hills.
Yeah, they'll be up there. They'll be up there all day, just singing as you walk in. Just synchronized dancing.
Big stage.
Yeah, there'll be some snaps. There'll be some. Jake would have been great. As a temptation.
I belong in that band. Yeah. I belong there.
Then it gets hardcore when they sing Papa Was a Rolling
Stone. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, yeah.
I guess a little hardcore.
Yeah, they're hardcore, yeah. They had the Temptations.
God,
you should think about that.
I don't know the song that you reference. I Wish It Would Rain. Do I know that song?
Oh, yeah. I Wish It Would Rain.
I don't know if I know that.
Oh, yeah.
One.
It's one of their best. You just listen to that later. I'll send it to you.
Proud to Beg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Temptations. So anyway, Temptation Tuesday. Stop. It's just going to be a light day at the bank. But there will be a Temptation cover band playing.
Any chance of a Shin Daddy solo during this at all, Bill?
He will join them. The Temptations, they were always dressed the same and synchronized dancing. And like Jake said, there was snaps. And it's just, I think that's about 1964. I'm not even sure what the year was.
64, I think.
Imagine listening to that in 1964. Turn the radio on. What do you got?
Or the OJs.
The OJs, yeah.
The Supremes.
Man.
1971, you're right. I thought it was the 60s. 71.
What is that?
Better times! So he's doing better times.
He's doing better times today is what he's doing. Thank you,
Shin Daddy.
Want
to step
Temptation up Tuesday.
Temptation Tuesday, yes.
We should go that route more often.
We should.
We need to tell the people of a special guest coming on 2 days in the show.
This is probably one of our. We've had the governor a couple times.
Yeah, which is extraordinary. By the way,
we've had a lot of guests on that have been incredible. But this one, go ahead, Jay.
Well, you may have seen the new. I should play some breaking news here for right. Should we play breaking news for this song? Here we go.
You know, we've had a fascination on this show with Mel Maines, the longtime anchor of 10-11 News,
strong.
Right? There's been a guy that's been it for a very long time as well. His name is Ken Shimick.
Shimick.
The meteorologist guru for 40-plus years
like,
in this
like
state.
Like 44 years he went. 44
he's
years.
He's going to retire in October at some point, and he's going to join Early Break on Thursday at 8:05 here in the studio.
It's Ken Shimick Day. Here at the stool.
Thursday at 8:05.
Ken Shimick Day. Ken Shimick Day. He'll be right there, sitting right here, tan and ready
guaranteed
to go.
Guaranteed more tan than all of us combined.
He's going to look incredible. We're going to talk about
more tan than you.
Imagine.
That's not hard to do.
Imagine that some of the historical things of 10-11.
Not more tan than Rudy, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Did he cross paths with Mel Maines?
I'm sure he had. He had to have.
For 40 years, I thought, at 10-11.
He had to have crossed paths with Mel.
And I don't know.
Some incredible stories like that. Yes.
Yeah. Shimick will
be here. We will ask him for sure if he crossed paths with Mel Maines.
I'm hoping Suits will stop down too. Let us know, Suits.
Shimmick's another famous guy from Columbus I didn't know in Columbus. I think he must be older than me.
I think so.
He's very approachable. He will sign autographs and do photo
in the studio.
In the studio. So he will be here.
So, people want
if you guys
come
get
in.
A chance, stop down. He'll be here at 8 o'clock, get a coffee, and just getting a chance. It would be very similar to being like, Carly Simon say, "Hey, I'm going to record this song. Do you guys want to sit in studio?" This is the same thing. Shimmick's going to be here. Do you guys want to be in studio when he's
very
here?
Similar?
Very similar. Meteorologist from Columbus.
So I look forward to having Ken Shimick in studio.
Ken Shimick
on
Day.
Thursday. It's the bye week. It's the perfect time to have Shimick in.
I bet he can talk sport too.
Oh, absolutely. He can talk everything.
I don't know that much about Shimick.
We're going to learn more about him then.
Yeah. 44 years.
Right up the street.
Right up the street.
Right up Vine.
10-11
right
strong.
By your area.
Yeah, right in that area.
By the old studio as well.
Yes.
I've never been there, though.
I have.
You've been to
10-11? I interned at 10-11 in college, yeah.
This is new.
I crossed paths with Ken.
Time
out.
Time out. So when he comes down, he's going to say, great to see you again, Jake.
I don't think.
He's going to say, great to see you again.
I will say my.
You interned at 10-11 strong.
I did.
And the first we hear about it is 2 days before Ken Shimick Day.
I spent there for a semester.
Anything else you need to tell us?
This,
I've seen Ken Shimick on the golf course twice as well. Yeah. And every time, I'm like, this is, I don't
so
belong
So you've
there.
Talked to Shimick in studio.
You interned there.
You interned there.
I don't know if I ever talked to him there. I wasn't really working with Ken. I would like to work with Ken. I was back at junior in college.
What were you doing?
What were you doing?
Just helping with a variety of things. It was the jack of all trades at 10-11.
Yeah. Did you have any airtime?
Yes.
I did a couple stories.
Hold it. If we Google, we can find a story from 10-11.
I don't know.
With Jake Sorensen on
luck.
Air.
They have millions of stories that they have done. I don't know if they've archived my name on the story.
Is there any way we can find this? Rudy, please text or email 10-11 strong. Were you on site? Were you doing a live interview?
I did something, I think, from a state basketball game at one point.
On 10-11 strong. There's a chance we have Jake Sorensen on. Uh-huh. This is incredible.
I think I did, yeah. Pretty sure. So I was.
Oh, wow.
I've seen Ken. I remember like 10 years ago, I was playing Mahoney Golf Course, and I was playing through like a hole 11, and I see that's Shimick up there. And he stopped and let me play through because I was playing too quickly. It was me and he had three people with him, so it made sense. I felt bad. I chunked the shot. I got nervous. Ken was watching.
You're nervous because of Shimick?
Yeah.
Shimick plays a lot
hole
of golf.
Hole 12 up the hill, I chunked it. Easy par 3, chunked it because Shimick was watching.
As he watched you.
Does he know you're a good
he
golfer?
He has that kind of.
Probably no idea.
You know what, though? He has that presence.
He does.
When he comes in the studio, I'll be on edge. He won't be make you on, but he'll just like, no. You're with royalty.
Big golfer.
Yeah.
Ken Shimick.
He'll weather fit in royalty. With the stool, I think.
So. I bet he's funny. But he'll say something funny.
I bet he's funny. We look forward to seeing Ken here in 2 days. Here
you
on the
turn
stage.
At channel
I did.
11.
I did.
And there's live. He did live.
I think there's probably a story
from the state basketball.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm blown away by this.
I think that was at North Star High School. I did that report from, if I recall. That
makes
correctly.
Sense.
So you traveled with a camera person.
I had I did it by myself.
You had a pod. Yeah, a tripod.
They gave me like a tiny camera. Like, I forget. It was like it wasn't even like a normal camera because they wouldn't let me check it out because I was an intern.
They wouldn't let him have the equipment because they thought he might steal it.
Or break it. One of the two.
One of the two.
That's why.
God dang. Do you remember anybody else that worked there?
At that point, Cole Miller, who was, again, the anchor. Now he's left. He was an intern also at that point.
Okay.
Kevin Stoots was there at that
Stoots
point.
Was Stoots there. Was there.
Kevin's been there since like 2003, I want to say, or four.
Wow. Yeah, Stoots was there. You're with Stoots.
Yes. Yep. John Fortney, I think, was the anchor at that point. I mean, obviously, Vanderford was there. He's been there forever. Both John and Taryn were there. Yeah.
Was Shimmick's wife there?
No. She was gone way before that. Okay. She was like the early 2000s.
Okay. Thank you.
There we go.
In Shimmick Day.
Thursday.
Jake Sorensen Day, too.
Yeah. Apparently, on three. Is using some sort of rating system called the Massey ratings. This was in Sean Callahan's write-up. Okay, I was reading.
Did Husker Sean invent write-up. This rating system?
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay.
So there's a system in basketball called KenPom, the Pomeroy, KenPom rankings. This is probably similar to that in terms of going through.
He referenced this yesterday.
Through odds and percentages, chances of beating teams and just comparing analytics. The analytics are in favor of Nebraska going 4-0 in October. This is per the Massey ratings.
Okay.
Nebraska has an 81% chance of beating Michigan State, 56% chance of winning at Maryland, 54% chance of winning at Minnesota, and 93% chance of beating Northwestern. Now, analytics are simply analytics. But if you look at that in terms of what should happen, we said yesterday that Nebraska will be favored, or at least maybe be a push in one of these games, maybe Minnesota. But you're going into a stretch that you need to get over this hump that, hey, we're not just an average team. We're a good team. They had one loss to Michigan. It's out there for the taking in October.
There'll be at least two of those games that go down to the wire. 81% on Michigan State seems a little high to me.
I agree with that.
It seems a little high. I agree with that.
Not that bad.
I tell you what, though, the Minnesota game doesn't now at all. It seems low to me now after Minnesota, 27-14 loss to Cal, and then they lose the next game. That blows me away.
That was, stunning.
But, no, the Michigan State might be a little much. I would say this.
What about at Maryland?
56%. That'll be some work. That'll be some work. Because, according to Ron, my dad, he really liked what he saw from Maryland in the throw
Ron
game.
Ron Bush liked it.
He liked it a lot.
He likes Malik Washington.
Yeah, he watched the whole game.
See, people yesterday were saying Malik Washington's simple, better than Underwood.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah.
That's, I'd give it a little bit of time. But yeah, I haven't watched him enough to make a hardcore statement on that. But, like I said, I would say any Power 4 team, in the AC, in all four leagues, Wake Forest, Clemson, Baylor, whoever it be, if you listed the next four games, they'd be like, every team would be like going, I'll take some of that. I'll take that. That's a good four game stretch. If you were, there's no one that wouldn't say, hold.
That's your October. Hell yes.
We got Michigan State at home.
Right.
Then we have to go to Maryland. We have to go to Minnesota.
No, that's good.
And then we get Northwest. Every team in Power Four, 64 teams would say, I'll take those.
Sign me up for that.
Sign me up. I'll take some of that. So that's the place that Nebraska's at, which is a good spot to be.
It is, but Nebraska's not the team that could just waltz through that.
No, I'm not saying
that.
Talking
about Ohio State.
But you can't, it's almost impossible to have four more manageable games.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
I don't want to get any sort of pushback from anybody going, that's what I,
that's manageable.
What about
just a little pushback?
No.
That's a very desirable stretch.
That's as desirable as life gets right there.
Now, if you're curious about other teams, I did see what Sean wrote, that the Massey ratings have Wisconsin winning one more game and going 3-9.
Who did they beat? I wonder. Did they
be Northwestern? Did they play Northwestern?
I don't think they do. I didn't see them
play.
I didn't think they could win a game.
They play Iowa, right?
Yeah, and I still
that could be that one.
Yeah, I don't think they beat anybody.
Would it be Iowa?
Okay, The likely win Wisconsin has is probably. Oh geez, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Here's the rest of the schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the one win for Wisconsin in these Massey?
Find games? A win.
Keep in mind they are right now 2-2. At Michigan.
Nope.
No. Home against Iowa. That might be the one.
I'm saying that's a no.
Okay, home against Ohio State.
No.
Probably not.
Probably not going to pull that one off.
And they play at Oregon the next week.
At Oregon next
That'll
week.
That'll be good.
Ohio State, Oregon, back-to-back weeks. God.
Okay, so let's just, back it up. Give us the four games in a row.
Michigan, at Michigan, home against Iowa, home against Ohio State, at Oregon.
Okay, so compare that to Michigan State, Maryland.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Northwestern and, a little different.
Then they'll host Washington. Then they get to go to Indiana, which just beat Illinois by 53 points. Mm-hmm. Host Illinois at Minnesota. I think the win
at Iowa.
I think their only win they're saying is maybe Iowa at home. That's it.
And that Iowa did just score 38.
Yeah,
against Rutgers. Yep. Rutgers isn't good on defense, but they did score 38. Yeah, 38.
At this point, if Wisconsin makes a bowl game, it will be the shock of the year in the Big Ten with how they play.
Oh, there's no.
They just lost at home to Maryland. 27-10. That was the win they had to get to.
There's going to be some of the most interesting conversations ever in the history of coaching because of large buyouts and large contracts. What are they going to do? And mostly they'll be like, no, that we can't move on.
Remember, a lot of people around here wanted Fickell. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they did.
No, he was the hire.
Yeah.
He went to the playoff with Cincinnati. It made sense.
He was the hire.
How would you push back at that point?
I know.
It seems like a brilliant hire for Illinois. This guy went to the four-team playoff. Not 12, the four-team playoff he was in it with Cincy.
It looks bad now.
The worst thing of the whole thing, which I mentioned 2 days ago or yesterday, was that they score a touchdown in the end, and he didn't say a word.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word to his quarterback, to his tight end. Didn't say a word to him. Wasn't even congratulations. It was more like, I'm just worried about what else is going on.
Yeah.
And it was. They scored like 8 seconds to go, and it was whatever. They had 3 points at that time. And it was a bad score at the end. Still, it was just very interesting.
So McIntosh, the AD, has given him the public support, which is the kiss of death.
Yeah. Like we said, the buyout would be the second largest ever.
$25 million is what I've read on ChatGPT. Yeah.
That'd be the second largest ever.
There's just a pragmatic question. Do they have that money to do it? Could they even do it?
And then the question is, can we not do it?
I know.
That's the next question. Okay, where are we at?
Well,
what has to happen? And I'm pro coach for getting all, but these contracts of 8-year contracts. That is the complete buffoonery of administration.
Yep.
Because now they're sitting going like, why did we do that?
See, I don't
every
know.
Time too.
I think what USC did essentially was not fire Lincoln Riley and say we're not going to spend money to buy him out, which is an inordinate amount, like $90 million. We're going to pour it into the players. Now with Wisconsin, it's not really the same conversation, but you could say, no, we're not going to buy him out. We're going to buy players. I mean, why am I going to raise $25 million?
They're on the third year in a row of a senior, or this one's not a senior from Maryland, but of a new 3 years in a row, new quarterback. So they never brought one in as a freshman and when he came in and developed him. And so it's their third year. He got hurt. But, I mean, it looks horrendous. Also, Wisconsin, as you guys know, and Sean can attest to this, is that they've been known for, it was always like, look what those guys do with their budget. Yeah. Their recruiting budget was like one of the lowest money spent in the Big Ten. It's like, look, this is how we do it here. This is how it's done here.
And now
it's all changed.
You can't do that.
So is Wisconsin going to jump into that? Are they going to jump into that world fray?
I hate to do the thing on the outside, like make these decisions for Wisconsin, because I don't know what's going on the inside. Maybe it's not so bad on the inside on a daily basis.
If you can say, hey, here's the one thing, he hasn't lost the team.
Mm-hmm.
If you can say that, you do not fire him.
Right.
You don't spend the money, you don't fire him. He's not lost the team. We got to help him more. He's doing everything. His staff has been really good. We're not helping him enough. That's the first thing. You got to kind of pull the thumb. And like, hey, what are we doing?
So you got to figure Foster lost UCLA's team.
What's that? It sure looked like it. It sure looked like
they lost
like
35-10 in New Mexico.
Yeah, and you watched him. And then you didn't see any, like I said, you know, any animation on the side, any sort of just, when I'm watching it going, I go, they look just completely lost.
Did you see that? I don't know. I haven't watched Wisconsin. Did you see that at Wisconsin?
Well, I did on that last touchdown, which I was very perplexed at. You know, because in general, if you score a touchdown, if you're the head coach, you're going to run over to your quarterback, to your O-line, nothing else like that. Because what they do, they kept playing. They could have just went, let's get us out of here. They kept playing. They tried to score a touchdown, and they did. And when the score was 27-3, you're not subbing people. That was still against the ones for Maryland. That was still against what they had to
see. Here's the thing. Wisconsin did what Nebraska did. Now it's happening. What happened in Nebraska is happening at Wisconsin. It gets very uncomfortable. They did an about face on how they went about winning. They had an AD who said, no, I know what to do here.
And I think they had an extension there. But just, I'm just telling you, in the future, you're going to see a lot more. Yeah, we'll pay you a lot. But this 7-8 year contract stuff, I mean, a number of times. That's like right now, no matter what's going on, even though they've only have one loss, but they don't look great, Iowa, they can't fire their head coach. He's still got like 5-6 years on his contract.
So he'd have to just leave.
He would have to just be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I can negotiate retire. It's hard to retire when, well, they owe me $60 million, you know, for my.
See, then the AD's in a tough spot. You go to Ferentz and say, hey, maybe this is it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. But that, right when I thought they couldn't score, they scored 38.
That's the thing, too. Yeah. They're not dead. They're not done. Yeah. I was not done.
That's Beth Getz, not Beth Goats.
Like Beth Goats.
Beth Getz. when we come back, week 3 Goats. NFL winners and losers next, an early break on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.